RFK Jr. says Biden much worse threat to democracy than Trump. By Hannah Knudsen on April 2, 2024. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a former Democrat turned independent running for president in 2024 as a third-party candidate, said the argument can be made President Joe Biden is a much worse threat to democracy than former President Donald Trump. Kennedy made the remark during an appearance on CNN's Out Front with Aaron Burnett, who asked, "A moment ago, you said you essentially see Trump and Biden as the same. Different issues, but do you really believe that? When people talk about the threats of democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that is as equal to Biden?" she pressed. In turn, Kennedy responded by stating, "I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy," pointing to the fact that Biden, 81, has weaponized federal agencies, using them to censor his political opponent. RFK Jr. said. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history. The first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court that shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. Kennedy continued, explaining that the greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who uses the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH to censor his political critics. President Biden, the first president in history, used the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. Kennedy continued, concluding that Biden is weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats to democracy, he added. But Burnett pressed Kennedy after he did not identify Trump as a bigger threat to democracy, a favorite narrative of the left. Donald Trump, of course, tried to overturn a free and fair election. He tried to overturn one, right? He's still fighting in court, she said, adding, how is that not a threat to democracy? Well, I think that is a threat to democracy if trying to overthrow the election clearly is a threat to democracy. Kennedy said, sticking by his original assessment that Biden is a worse threat to democracy. He said. But the question was, who is the worst threat to democracy? And what I would say is, I'm not going to answer that question. But I can argue that President Biden is. Because the First Amendment, Aaron, is the most important. But Adams and Hamilton and Madison said, we put the guarantee of freedom of expression in the First Amendment because all of our other constitutional rights depend on it. If you have a government that can silence its opponent, it has license for any atrocity. So, just to be clear, you're saying you could make an argument that President Biden is a worse threat to democracy than Donald Trump? Burnett asked again. Absolutely, Kennedy added, emphasizing that weaponizing federal agencies is abhorrent. Watch. Poll after poll has shown Kennedy's presence in the race assisting Trump rather than Biden. And Trump has welcomed Kennedy's entrance in the race, identifying him as Biden's political opponent, not mine. RFK Jr. is the most radical left candidate in the race, by far. He's a big fan of the Green New Scam, and other economy-killing disasters, Trump wrote in a Truth Social post. I guess this would mean he is going to be taking votes from crooked Joe Biden, which would be a great service to America. Related, conservatives beware, watch the crazy leftist statements RFK Jr. has made. So far, Kennedy has qualified to appear on the ballot in 5 states, the latest being North Carolina.